settling into a retirement village means that you've got plenty of time. And I think I was looking for something outside of the village to spend my time with. You can become insular in a village, and it's very important to maintain relationships outside the village. When I heard that the Bhutanese were going to be coming to the Thaguna Community Centre to have practice in a second language, English, for them, I thought, I want to get involved with this. This is something I would really like to do.
What were your first impressions of the community?
That they were a quiet, gentle people. They were ready to assimilate themselves into our community, and that they were easy to just be friends with. They valued the fact that we were spending time with them. It was really important after their living in isolation without a nationality for so long, for them to come and be ready to settle into our community. As they reached out, it was easy to reach out back to them.
Had you ever done anything like this before?
No, never. No, we'd been involved in working and in hospitality, but something like this with a different culture was my first experience.
I guess breaking it down a little, part of your role is to welcome the refugees to their homes when they first arrive. What does that involve?
I thought, there's a lot of different families coming. I would like to be involved right from the start. We learn their names and the size of the family. Already someone has found a rental accommodation. You are given a package of money to, after the house is set up with the furniture, to fill in the spaces that need filling in, especially food. I know right at the very beginning that there were some volunteers who put a fridge full of our food in their fridge, and that was unpalatable for them. They missed their rice and they missed their chili, and they were just begging for some of their own food.
You obviously have, as part of being around the community members, you've learnt a lot about their culture and background. How much do you know now about, I guess, why the refugees have come here and the trauma that they've been through?
I have been fascinated by their story. The fact that they have come out of a situation that I can't even begin to comprehend fascinated me. And I needed to learn more about their culture and how they became so strong. In fact, little things like, why were their teeth still white? They didn't have toothbrush and toothpaste. How did you clean your teeth? We used charcoal. What did you use for this? Oh, we just had that. We didn't have electricity. We didn't have all mod cons. We didn't even have water to begin with.
Can you see them becoming a real part of the Albury community in decades to come?
If they have people come and stand beside them and walk with them through the situation of assimilation, especially if these people learn English and then get a job, the fulfilment that they are finding in achieving this is something that's very valuable to them. And because of their appreciation of our country and our way of life, I think they will assimilate very quickly. I guess there's a season in people's lives where some things become very important, and retirement can be quite a big part of your life for some people. For us, I hope it will be. If you just sit and knit and play games and caravan, it's sort of a one dimension compared to finding a lot more out about these people and what you can offer them.